Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Matty Garwood, and this country, it has lost a champion of Australian music very, very recently, Glenn Wheatley, but Tim Wheatley has got some brand new stuff out. He is releasing the audiobook from his father, as well as some new music with Shiny Tacoma. Now, I've got a kid at Out Wild Track, so I do hope that we can still be friends and that Toyota is sorting you out with some good stuff on this one. Tim Wheatley, thanks for joining us here on Ozmade.
Thank you very much for having me, Matty. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you spending some time and what you're doing for Australian music, as well as this legacy that is yourself and your father and the family name, continues on. Are you guys, first off, you're going okay?
Yeah, you know what? We're holding it together. Everyone grieves differently. He left us with quite a list of things to get done. So, I mean, we haven't really had time to stop and deal with it too much. He's kept us incredibly busy.
Busy with this audiobook as well. And was there anything involved personally yourself with the book? Was it always going to be coming out this sort of year?
He took it upon himself to actually record it about 3 weeks to a month before he passed.
Oh,
he finished
wow.
it. I was unaware of it, and I got told that it happened. Now, it's also something that's like so fresh that I find it impossible to listen to his voice at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can't get past the introduction.
Holy heck.
Rest assured, I hear it's fantastic. It's very comforting also to actually have his life story in his words and his voice. Mm.
I was lucky enough to Zoom with him not that long ago myself to chat about celebrating the 50 years with Master's Apprentices and what's been going on and the talk about John Farnham. It's a little bit desensitizing to someone who's coming from just speaking, so I can only imagine for yourself and the Wheatley family.
Yeah, look, it is, but it's a great comfort. And funnily enough, you know, I didn't know that we owned this, and it quickly became the most precious thing.
Luckily, we've got all this technology now that we can keep things safe. It's not on like a scratchable CD or some kind of tape that's going to get chewed up. And we don't have to wait long for some fresh stuff for you that's out now. We've got Shiny Tacoma. Tim, how did this one come about for you?
I actually wrote this some time ago and recorded it before pre-pandemic, hence probably the much happier tone. The song came to me in about half an hour. It's not that I'm bragging, but I do find that the good ones just flow naturally.
Sure.
I was sitting in an empty apartment in London, having just moved there, and sitting there thinking to myself, well, how the hell did I end up here? What have you got yourself into now? Put a positive spin on it and say, let's just go with it. And that's pretty much the premise of the song.
And with Shiny Tacoma, it's obviously a bit of a taste of the EP and stuff. Have you got some more in the back catalogue that we're looking at, or are you doing a bit of a writing phase? What's going on for Tim Wheatley?
Well, look, you know, in light of the tragedy, it's a double-edged sword, Matty, and through adversity, just the writers really hit their straps, I find, and I've been writing furiously, and the back catalogue sort of falling by the wayside at the moment, because it's before the death of my father. Those lyrics seem ridiculous to me now. And I want to get moving forward and start harbouring the stuff that I'm feeling at the moment. So I'm getting back into the studio and starting a new album there, which you know, I'm sure will be largely dedicated to my father.
And with that, do you have a particular story that just kind of sums him up if nobody had the pleasure of meeting Glenn Wheatley?
I guess given that this is radio, I love the thought of him starting up the first FM radio station, which was Eon in Bank Street, South Melbourne, just around the corner from where I am now. And he was always saying that no one's going to remember the second station. They weren't ready, but he heard that another station was going up around the corner. So him in his manic thing just plugged a microphone in, grabbed Lee Simon by the scruff of the neck, threw him in front of it, stapled up the tontine and the eggshell cartons around the room himself,
yes,
and just said, just say something.
And I'm sure that there's plenty more of those kind of stories in the audiobook that's out too.
Exactly right.
Awesome, mate. Well, we're looking forward to plenty more music from yourself, Tim Wheatley, and we're looking forward to playing it right now. Shiny Tacoma, Tim Wheatley, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time out, giving us a bit of an insight into not only your musical career, but also the incredible career of your father.
Anytime, Matty. Thank you very much for having me, and hopefully speak to you soon. My name's Tim Wheatley. You're listening to Shiny Tacoma.